Welcome to Set Free Live, brought to you by Set Free Outreach Ministry. It is our prayer that the word of the Lord will be a blessing to you. We pray that as you listen, the Holy Spirit will enlighten, encourage, and inspire you in your walk with the Lord. Let's go now into the word of the Lord. Be blessed.
Mm-hmm. Everybody. So let the church,
say amen.
Yeah. Can I get a witness?
Let the church,
say amen. God bless you, beloved. I am Apostle Deborah. We welcome you to Set Free Live. We thank God and we give Him all praise, honor, and glory for His loving kindness and His tender mercy. We thank God just for being God all by Himself, because truly God is a good God, and we magnify Him, we lift Him up, and we give Him all praise, honor, and glory, just for His goodness and His mercy and allowing us to see another day. Praise the Lord. We pray that you had a blessed weekend and a wonderful holiday. We thank God that, amen, and we trust that the Lord, praise the Lord, enriched you and encouraged you and edified you as you went to services. Praise the Lord. Amen. We just thank God even for the holiday on yesterday. It was a good day. It was a blessed day. We were able to spend a portion of the day, amen, with one of our daughters in the Lord. Praise the Lord. And we just thank God for that. Praise God. Amen. We thank God for you being on the line with us, all of our callers. Praise God on today. Those that are joining us live, we say God bless you. We pray that the word of the Lord will be a blessing and an encouragement to you on today. We are going back into the word of the Lord. We pray that you will just take a few minutes, grab your Bible, praise the Lord, and just sit for just a few moments to listen to the word of the Lord. You know, beloved, we need the word every day because it's our food. Amen. And we can't survive, glory to God, without manna, without that bread that God gives us. And then the nourishment that comes from Him through prayer and through study and reading the Word and devotionals. And so I want to encourage you to make sure that you get some good nourishment today from the Word of God. Sit before Him, sit before the Lord, and allow Him to minister to you in a special way on today. Father, we thank you for the Word of God. We ask as we go into your word today that you bless and that you minister and that you have your way. We thank you, Lord, for all that you are doing for your people. We thank you, Father, for the move of your spirit. And we pray, God, that you go forth now and that you have your way. And Father God, that you minister to everyone listening. Someone may be sick today in their body. And Father God, I'm asking you to bring healing, because we know healing is the children's bread. But Father God, touch and minister. Touch in those areas that no one can see. Someone may be hurting, and it may not be a physical pain, but it could be an emotional pain. Someone may be going through some things in their mind and confused. But I'm asking you, dear Lord, to step in on this situation and just have your way and minister to them. God, give word that will encourage, that will lift up, that will edify. So we thank you today, and we give you praise. We give you glory and honor for all things. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Beloved, if you have your Bibles, we're going back again into the word. We're talking about dismantling demonic strongholds. A stronghold is a power base that the enemy sets up. It's a fortification that he sets up that will prevent us from reaching our potential in God. And when you dismantle something, you take it apart. You recognize the seeds that are there that cause a stronghold. And so you dismantle those things one by one sometimes. When you get to that root, the root issue, the root cause of the stronghold, amen, the Lord is able to pull that thing up and out. Praise God. It's not enough to treat a symptom. we're talking about various symptoms of these strongholds, it's not enough just to treat a symptom. You've got to get to the root cause of the problem. A lot of times we see issues and situations in people's lives, and we treat, we put a Band-Aid on it because we just try to cover that wound up. But in order to get healed, sometimes that wound has to be opened. It has to ooze. You know, that yucky stuff that's on the inside needs to come out. And so we are talking about these strong men because we don't want anything in our lives that will cause us to be hindered in God in any kind of way. So dismantling demonic strongholds. We're going to read 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 3 through 6. It says, "For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ, and having in a readiness to revenge all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled." Now, we know that from the scripture that when we're in a fight, in a war, in a spiritual war, it's not, our flesh weapons won't do us any good, okay, because that's not where the fight is. The fight is in the spirit, and we have to recognize the demonic spirits that we're dealing with. And sometimes the Lord will expose them. Amen. He'll bring it to light. Praise the Lord. And then he gives us wisdom. He lets us know exactly how to deal and what to do to abort the enemy's plan. Now, we're going to go back to the strong man that we were talking about, and we're going to pick up at number 7. And number 7 is jealousy. And the theme scripture for that spirit is Numbers 5 and 14. Now, jealousy is as cool as a grave. Jealousy is something that none of us should have in our lives. I don't care, not the teensy bit. We shouldn't be jealous of our neighbor. We shouldn't be jealous of the boss. We shouldn't be jealous of friends, because this spirit causes division. It causes strife and anger and hatred, envy. And the spirit is very competitive. And when a person has that spirit, they will compete with you. You know, and it's almost like you're in a race that you don't want to be in, you know, and it's not a good thing to have that spirit in you. Amen. We don't have to be jealous of one another's anointings or giftings or where we are in the Lord. Praise God. We all have a race to run. And in order to run your race, you have to be equipped effectively. And so some of us get equipped quicker than others. Some of us pick up faster than others. Some of us are a little slower. But it doesn't matter as long as you're moving forward. And as you grab the word and you grab a hold to the things of God, you can grow as fast as you want or slow. Amen. But the thing is that you continue to move forward and you really allow the Lord to do what he wants to do in your life. If we don't do that, we can't look around at someone else that's going forward and God get upset with them and get jealous at them. Come on, somebody. Amen. And want to be where they are, but you don't want to pay the price that they paid. And it's a price. Amen. The Bible tells us that we got to count up the cost before we do a project. You count the cost up. When I'm going to do a craft project, I find out how much money I need to go get the materials. I go get the materials, and then the work begins. And then you've got to work. You've got to put the project together. And those in the body of Christ that need to go with God, they put the work in. They put it in through prayer and studying the word and seeking the face of God. Come on, somebody, to get closer to him, to get a better knowledge of him. And how do you get to know the Lord? You get to know the Lord, amen, by getting in the word of God and finding out about Jesus, who he really is, and how he handles situations and how he dealt with the people. Amen. This is our pattern. This is what we should go by. Not because we see someone else and how they flew in a gift. Well, I'm going to do it the way Boo Boo does it because, you know, Boo Boo does it this way, and they're really anointed, so I want to be like that. No, you got to know from God, because you don't know where Boo Boo got what Boo Boo got. Come on. Amen. Come on, somebody. Amen. You don't know their walk. Come on. Amen. So, and you don't follow gifts anyway. You follow the giver. Come on, somebody. You follow Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. He's your life. He's your strength. He's your Savior. He's your deliverer. He gives us an example to follow. So as we learn more about him, he's able to speak to us, okay, to let us know how we're to live and how we're to move, praise God. So as I said, this spirit, the spirit of jealousy is very cruel, and it will murder if given the chance, okay? Number 8, the familiar spirit, Leviticus 19 and 31. Now this spirit peeps and mutters, whispers with the intent to gain knowledge, to use with the purpose of deceiving those open to this activity. And this is very, this spirit here will deceive you, because a lot of times you can speak a word and it can sound like it's right, but what flow is it coming out of? Are you speaking from a familiarity area, or are you speaking from the Spirit of God? We have to be careful. Amen. That even the words that we hear, take it back to God and lay it at his feet. Come on. A lot of people have been guilty of because you want a word. Amen. You know that the Lord uses a person a certain way. I mean, you go and you get a word because that's all you want to hear. But you're not deciphering it. You're not taking it back to God. You're not in your word, because if you get in the word, he'll speak to you. And when you hear something, when the Lord speaks, he doesn't always have to call you out. Amen. You could be watching a program, and the Spirit of the Lord could speak. Amen. He's not limited to how he shares his word with us. Amen. But we got to not be so one mind, one side. We can't have tunnel vision. Okay, we can't be so blind that we're not open to the Lord speaking. However, he wants to speak to us, open up that Bible and read scripture and get what you need. Come on, somebody. Praise the Lord. So we don't want to lay so heavily on gifts that's all we're looking at. Okay, you have to be very careful. Number 8. Okay, I'm sorry. That was number 8 of the spirit. Number 9, divination. You can read about that in Acts chapter 16, verses 16 through 18. This spirit operates with Python, and Python is a constrictor, okay? It will hinder and squeeze the very life out of its victim, okay? That's what a natural Python will do, and that's what the spirit of divination will do. It comes to constrict and hinder, comes to try to abort the plan of God, sabotage. And it's very cruel. It's vicious. It will attack leaders, lay members of the spirit. It's very dangerous. But you know what? Paul, this young lady just kept following him and kept yelling that, you know, these men are the servants of God. But Paul knew that this young lady was under the influence of a diviner, of a divining spirit. And he just simply turned to rebuke the devil. And the enemy had to leave from that young lady. Praise the Lord. She could no more divine, because she was doing these things by an evil spirit. And her masters were getting a lot of money from the words and things that she was saying. Praise God. But how many of you know that we have that authority to speak the word? Paul didn't belabor with that young lady. He rebuked the enemy and cast devil out. Praise the Lord. Amen. Don't play with witchcraft. You know, don't be a manipulator, you know, dominator, intimidator. You know, all of this is witchcraft. Praise the Lord. And the Bible says that rebellion is that sin of witchcraft. When you walk in disobedience, you don't obey God, but yet you want to, you know, give somebody a word, and you know you're not obeying God. You're walking in rebellion. That's just as bad as witchcraft. So you have to be very careful that your life is clean and pure. Amen. That you're walking in integrity. honesty and uprightness before the Lord. Number 10, whoredoms, Hosea 5 and 4. Now this spirit causes unfaithfulness. It's chronic dissatisfaction and worldliness. And it's a nasty spirit, the spirit of whoredoms. Praise God. Amen. And in Revelation, it talks about whoremongers and, you know, liars, you know, and all these things. Won't, and even fear. Amen. You ain't going to heaven with fear. Amen. All these things have to, we have to be free from. Come on, somebody. Whether it's spiritual whoredom, natural whoredom. Praise the Lord. Whoredom is whoredom. Amen. We know it's adultery, fornication, lust, lasciviousness, all these spirits, okay, have normal desires in the flesh, perversion, and that's the next one. Praise God, all these things are linked, okay? So if you have a lust problem, you know, and you know if you do, and if you do, you need to get delivered from it. Praise God, Jesus will set you free. You don't have to look at people the wrong way, think the wrong things. If you're watching things that you shouldn't be watching, even the television today, you got to be careful. A lot of programs promoting a lot of things that are not godly. And we don't want to be guilty of supporting behaviors that God is not pleased with. I'm not going all there today, but just know, beloved, that sin is sin, and it'll take you to hell if you do not repent and get right with God. And we know people are preaching, well, you know, God loves. Yes, he loves you. But he's a just God, and he's not going to go against his word, people of God. He is not. You can't have a lifestyle that you please, that we know goes against God, and it could be, you know, it could be something as fornication, you know, and then homosexuality, lesbianism, praise God. And I know that there are laws now protecting, you know, the alternative lifestyle, praise God. But I'm going to tell you something just from the word of God. It's an abomination. God loves you. But he does not love the sin. He does not love it. He will not sanction it. He's not sanctioning a couple living together. And I'm talking about a man and a woman. Praise the Lord. Because that's what marriage is, between a man and a woman. And I know there are laws today in various states, praise the Lord, that sanction, you know, alternative lifestyle. But beloved, according to the word, it's an abomination to God, okay? And God loves you. He cares about you, has your best interest at heart. But if you read the word and you read what he said, he means what he said. Praise God. And so whether you're shacking, doesn't matter, all of this, praise the Lord. Amen. Come out of it and ask God to help you, ask him to free you. Amen. Give you liberty. Praise God, because there's no freedom like what God can give us. Praise God, he is a God of love, and he's a just God as well. He's a righteous God. He is a holy God. Hallelujah. And he's going to judge us by this word. So we have to make sure that we're walking in the word of God. We're abiding in the vine. Praise the Lord. Amen. And we're getting our nourishment from him, and we're pleasing God. Praise the Lord. Okay. Number 11, perversion. Isaiah 19 and 14. This spirit causes evil actions, doctrinal error, a filthy mind, sex perversion, twisting the word, and a chronic worrier. All right. This is perversion. Praise God. And the spirit of perversion covers more than this, than just the sexual arena. A lot of times when we say perverted, that's what we think about. That is included in it. But it's, you can be doctrinally wrong and become perverted. Praise God. And doing all kind of evilness. Praise the Lord. And which is perversion. And so twisting the word, make it fit what you want it to fit. That's perversion. And you become perverted, distorted. We don't want to be twisted. Come on, somebody. Amen. You can't go straight, crooked. Praise the Lord. You got to go by the book. Amen. The word of God. Walk in it. Praise God, to be most effective. Glory to God. You got to walk in the word. Eat the whole roll. Praise God. You don't want to be a chronic worrier when the Bible tells us don't have any anxiety or worry about anything. Don't be anxious for nothing. But by prayer and supplication, make your request known unto God. And the peace of God that passes your understanding, it will keep your heart and mind in Christ Jesus. Whenever there's situations that come up in your life, beloved, the peace of God will step in. And you're like, I just don't understand. But I got the peace of God. Glory to God. I hear the Lord. Glory to God. I feel the presence of the Lord. Glory to God. And I know that I know that I know that everything is going to be all right. Praise God. Everything is going to be all right. Thank you, Jesus. I may not know how. I may not know when. But one thing I do know, God is God all by himself. Thank you, Jesus. And when you know that, beloved, praise the Lord. You know that God got you, and you can make it. Praise the Lord. You can make it. Number 12, the seducing spirit. 1 Timothy 4 and 1. Now listen, this spirit causes deception. Okay? We're living in an evil time now. We're living in a time where men are being deceived. And the Bible says in the last days that if it were possible, the very elect would be deceived. So we have to be careful, amen, that we stay right in line with his word, that we're not deceived, that we're not thrown off. Glory to God, going somewhere where we don't need to be. Come on. Thank you, Lord. Again, this spirit causes deception, is fascinated by evil ways, and leads victims astray. All right, when you go astray, you're going off. Amen. You're getting into areas you shouldn't be into, all of these things. The spirit of seduction, praise God, or the seducing spirit. Thank you, God. Now listen, number 13, error, 1 John 4 and 6. This spirit is unsubmissive. It is the cause of false doctrine. And victims that fall prey to this spirit are unteachable, okay, very contentious, okay, defensive and argumentative. Okay, so a person that has a spirit of error, you won't be able to reason with them because in their mind, amen, they're right. They feel that they're right in what they're saying. Praise God. And we know that when you combat that, when you come against and you find out that's what you're dealing with, praise God, you got to pray. Okay. Debate and fight and argue. God don't want us fighting and arguing over the word of God. Amen. We just give it, and we may have to talk to people at times. Praise God. But this is a serious spirit, the spirit of error. You don't want to fall into error. Make sure, amen, that what you believe is from the word of God. Amen. It's not someone's opinion. I'm not teaching you my opinion. I'm giving you the word of God because my opinion won't stand, but the word will. Amen. The word is life, is light, is what we need. Heaven and earth may pass away, but guess what? The word won't. Praise God. Amen. The word will stand. Praise God. When everything else go down, the word of God is still standing. Praise the Lord. So we got to have the word of God. All right. Number 14, heaviness. Isaiah 61 and 3. This spirit causes excessive mourning, causes grief. Okay. We know we grieve when we lose a loved one, but we don't want to do it in excess, okay, because then it will become a weight, okay, self-pity, a broken heart, despair, dejection, and hopelessness, and depression, and even suicidal thoughts, inner and torn spirit. All of these make up heaviness as a symptom of heaviness. And beloved, this is a beautiful scripture because we know that the Lord will take that heaviness from us. Come on, he'll take it from you. He'll give you the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. In other words, when you're low or when you get hit heavy, praise the Lord. When something, you know, comes your way, first thing you ought to do is praise God. Just begin to give him glory. Just begin to think on the goodness of God. Think on him and what he's done for you and what he will do for you, because he's God all by himself. Thank you, Jesus, when you begin to praise him. Hallelujah. Liberty and freedom comes in Jesus' name. Thank you, God. Number 15, Antichrist spirit. 1 1 John 4:3. Now, this spirit denies the deity of Christ, is a deceiver, and promotes lawlessness. And the spirit of Antichrist is in the land. Praise God. Amen. We're happy to be on this particular spirit. Amen. And so if you want to really dive into that, praise God. If you're in the Pueblo area, come on out to Set Free Outreach Ministries. Amen. 2648 Santa Fe Drive, Suite 22. Praise the Lord. We'll be right in service tonight and tomorrow night. Praise God. Tonight's our training night. Amen. We're teaching on the spirit of Antichrist. Praise God. The spirit of Antichrist is in the land. Praise the Lord. And so, amen. We don't want to be deceived. We don't want to deny the Lord. We know he's real. We know he's the Son of God, and he died for our sins. He died that we might have a right to the tree of life. Amen. All of that. Praise God. Finally, number 16, death. It's a spirit. Revelation 20:13 and Revelation 9:11. Now listen, beloved. Life and death is in the power of the tongue. Jesus overcame death, hell, and the grave. And we can speak to this spirit, commanded to leave in the name of the Lord. Amen. And you're spiritually dead before you come to Christ. He's the one that renews us and makes us alive to him. Praise God. And we know that the enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy. But Jesus came to give us life, and that more abundantly. So in order for us to be delivered, we recognize, amen, these various strong men. Praise God. Amen. And if any of these things, symptoms are in our lives, we have to allow the Lord, amen, to bring deliverance, amen, to free us. Praise God. Now, on our next broadcast, we're going to talk about, amen, some steps to deliverance, amen, and we're going to tell you what you need to do, amen. If you know that you're bound in an area, there's some things that you've got to reckon with, praise God, amen. And so we're going to go into that in our next broadcast. Father, we thank you for the word today, and I ask, God, that you bless and touch those that have listened today, that you administer, that God, that your spirit, amen, would go forth in a mighty way. We thank you today for all that you've done and all that you're doing. Thank you for every caller. Oh, God, we love you, and we appreciate you, oh, God. Minister right now. You have your way in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, and we praise you, and we give you honor and glory. Minister all day long. And, Father God, pull us up where we need to be. Pull your people up today, those that are just dragging in the spirit. Pull them up, Father God. Give us a tenacity and a tenaciousness to move forward in you in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you now, and we give you praise, and we give you honor, and we give you glory in Jesus' name. Beloved, we love you. We pray that you will join us on our next broadcast. Amen. Be blessed today in Jesus' name. God bless.
Thank you for listening to Set Free Live. Set Free Live is brought to you by Set Free Outreach Ministries. If you would like more information about our ministry, we invite you to visit our website at www.setfreeoutreachministries.org. If you would like to sow a seed into our ministry, you may do so by clicking the Donate button on our homepage. We encourage you to email us your prayer requests, praise reports, or comments at ApostleDeborah@SetFreeOutreachMinistries.org. You may write us at Set Free Outreach Ministries, 2648 Santa Fe Drive, Suite 22, Pueblo, Colorado, 81006. Until our next broadcast, keep looking up, beloved, and know that God is working all things out just for you, because he loves you and he cares.
Oh, lift your hands wherever you are and let the church.